Hey my gorgeous, it is your lifestylist Kay and welcome back to another video. So I wanted to make this really quick video on love lessons. A lesson in love, a lesson for love, a lesson about love. So I just wanted to give a bit of advice on what love is, what it looks like, and what it's not. So let's dive in. What the world throws you away, always shine. Life can get hard sometimes. So thanks for tuning in. So really quickly, I wanted to give you just a few tips on a lesson in love. From what I have seen, from what I can understand, is that a lot of times what we are doing is hopping into relationships, loving someone super quickly or just loving someone. And then when they hurt us or when they show us who they really are and we want them to change, but they don't. And we consistently experience that type of dynamic in relationships. We tend to accuse love. And what I mean by that is that we will say, well, love hurts. And the thing is that love doesn't hurt. The person that you loved hurt you. And the person that you loved before that hurt you. So your experience with loving people resulted in you being hurt by them. So if we think about that, we have to understand that it's not the love that's hurting me. It's the people that I'm choosing to love that's hurting me. So how can I heal that aspect of it? Because we truly want to stop blaming love for our pain. And understand that we are giving our love to the wrong people who don't respect us, don't love us back, don't show us loyalty, who's not giving us the things that we need in order to have a healthy relationship, in order to have a true dynamic of partnership. Love doesn't hurt, but the people that you have given your love to has hurt you. I want you to remember that. Because in order to really have success in love, we have to acknowledge that love is everything great. Love is everything elevating. Love is who you are and who you choose to be. Because despite the fact that the people that you have chosen to love consistently hurt you, you consistently try and try and try again. But before you try again this time, there has to be some healing that has to take place. It's clear that you have love to give, but you're choosing to love people who do not love you back. So now you have to figure out, why am I choosing these people to give my love to? What is it within me that's choosing these people, that are attracting these type of people? And this is just a mind shift evaluation on how you look at love and how you're attracting the people that you're choosing to love, right? So at some point, you're attracting similar people, whatever that looks like for you, because it's different for everyone. And you're trying to figure out now in this moment, how can I choose people that are better for me? The key to this is self-evaluation, not people on the outside. Because when we start to evaluate people on the outside, that's how we get all men are this, all women are this. You know, that's when we get that dynamic. And the reality is that all of one type of people aren't the same. You allow what enters your life. You allow everything that comes your way. So we have to look at self. We have to evaluate self. So if you know that you're attracting the same type of people, what is it within you? What is it that you need to heal? What is it that you need to acknowledge? First, we have to become aware that we're attracting the same type of people that consistently take advantage, cheat, disrespect us, are disloyal, they abuse our love. So we have to figure out why that is. Why am I consistently choosing people that disrespect me? What is it that I'm lacking within myself? What is it, right? Because I don't want to be hurt again. So I need to learn the lessons that I need to learn in order to really attract those who are healthy for me. And even one better, because we attract different type of people. But the people that we're actually choosing to give our love to, that is where the difference comes to play. You could attract someone that's really good, but then you're not really attracted to them in order to develop into a relationship, because they might have something that you don't like, but then you've attracted this bad boy and you're just loving this person. And now this bad boy has hurt you. So it's the choices, the people that you're choosing to give your love to, because we attract different people, but who you decide to choose directly correlates with the way that you feel about yourself, directly correlates to the way that you have chosen to love yourself, the way that you choose to see yourself, the way that you choose to carry yourself, the awareness of yourself, the standards and boundaries that you have set for yourself. If you've been listening closely, the key to healthy, successful love is yourself. Hardest person to do work on is you. So let's heal those aspects, because love doesn't hurt. Who we're choosing to give our love to determines how we see love. But guess what? Even one step better, the way that I love myself determines how I see love in others and determines who I allow myself to love. Because when you love yourself like no other, when you have those boundaries set, no standards set, you don't allow disrespect. You don't allow disloyalty. You don't allow cheating, because you're number one in your life. You're the main character in your life. You don't even allow the opportunity for someone to come and mistreat your love. The lesson in love is the only way to truly gain the type of relationship and love that you desire. It starts with you. You are the starting point to the way that you see love. We no longer want to give our good love to someone who's just going to turn around and hurt it and misuse it and abuse it. But the way that we can acknowledge and become aware of a person that's not healthy for us is by setting those standards and having healthy love, self-love, having awareness of ourselves, having healthy boundaries and healthy standards. So never allow someone to come to you and tell you that your standards are too high, because what that means, they can't meet the standards that you have set. And they're trying to tell you, you need to lower them, because no one's going to want this, that, or the other. No one's going to meet this, that, and the other. Yes, they will. You know why? Because the reason that you set your boundaries was based on the need that you know that you need it. And also, those boundaries are set on the need that you also will give. If those are your standards, that means that you are also meeting those standards. Don't ever listen to someone tell you that your standards are too high, because what they're trying to do is make you feel like you're not deserving of what you know you deserve, like you're not deserving of what you know that you're willing to give someone else. So what you're looking for in love is a partnership. Reciprocity is the key word here. And the best way to start off that dynamic is self-love, self-awareness, self-care. It starts with self. So I hope that this video found you well and that it aligned with you and it helped you out in some type of way. I am your lifestylist, Kay, your secure woman mentor. And until next time, I'll see you on the next video. Have a good one. Bye-bye.